This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hi, my name is Becky, and I'm calling from Burlington, Vermont. And my son and I have been listening pretty religiously to your podcast when we can. And I wanted to call in this story. There's more than one because my son has one too, and he is 10, and his name is Alden. So my story is when I was living in Colorado in Boulder years ago, I moved into an old stone house with a friend of mine, and there was a guy that was living there, and he had originally been living there for a while, and we were probably there not very long into it. It was a cute house, 3-bedroom, you know, old stone structure, at least old for Colorado, and probably like 1800 maybe. I had never, living there, I never really felt like I was by myself exactly. I kind of felt like when I was falling asleep at night, I would, you know, there was something at the end of my bed just kind of watching me, and it felt a little uncomfortable, but not horribly uncomfortable. And I'd go to the bathroom, and I just kind of felt like there was a presence there too. And then, sometimes I'd be watching TV downstairs and would be out of the corner of my eye, see something down sort of the hallway through the dining room into the kitchen, something moving out of the corner of my eye. I, of course, denied all these things. You know, I'm in my 20s and just like, I don't know what's going on there. It doesn't make any sense. So I just kind of ignored it. And the day I was moving out, I lived there for a year. The day I was moving out, I spoke with the woman who was the owner of the place and said, boy, I bet there's some good stories here, you know, good, but there was like a ghost story here, huh? You know, I was just put it out there like that to her. And she was like, actually, I was a psychologist to kids. And we had an experience in the bedroom that I wasn't in, but the bedroom that my friend was in, that there was a person, female, that had appeared who was all in white, kind of a, you know, you could kind of see through her, and, you know, dressed up in a dress, and she appeared in the middle of one of her sessions, and, you know, with a kid there, and they both saw it, and the psychologist there said to the ghost, like, you can't show up anymore, you have to not show yourself. This is too scary. So, never to be seen again was the story that I was told by the landlady psychologist. And, but that presence was definitely there. So that's my story. It was an interesting turn of events that I was leaving and never felt alone in that house and heard that story. So the other story I wanted to tell, was, in Burlington, my son was 2 years old, and he was in preschool, and he was going to the YMCA at the preschool in Burlington, and he would come back home on different days and say, my friend Max, and he would just talk about his friend Max, and I would, you know, I thought it was just an imaginary friend because there was no kid there named Max. And it was one of those really peculiar things that I was just like, what does Max look like? And he would describe what Max looked like. And it was very, you know, I'm going to have Alden chime in a moment. But yeah, it was the description of like a kid in what color pants? And
it was some blue old-fashioned overalls. I forget what color the shirt was, but I know that he had light blue eyes, and he had he was white, and he had blonde hair.
And what was, you know, strange about this? Really, this just happened maybe 5 or 6 months ago when Alden and I were talking about Max, and he was like, I saw him there, and I was like, but there was no kid named Max there. And we sort of both realized that Max was a ghost there. But it really was only recently that we both were able to let Alden put words to it. And he said that he would wave at him, and the ghost kid, Max, would smile at him. But
he never opened his mouth. That was one really weird thing. He never opened his mouth.
So it was an aha moment of like, whoa, really? There was, you know, we put two and two together and we're like, whoa, that was a ghost. No, and it didn't sound like any other kids would see Max, at least from Alden's perspective, but they definitely played together sometimes. There was some truck that I think.
It was a bulldozer, I think. And yeah, Max moved around the bulldozer, and he definitely was not see-through. He was one solid ghost.
So he wasn't see-through, but was the bulldozer see-through?
No.
So was it like a bulldozer that was in the classroom?
Yeah.
All right. So that's interesting. Okay. So those are our stories. There's more to say, but I know we've probably taken up plenty of time. And thanks for listening. Thanks for your show. We love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.